friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, it's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So glad that you're here. You know what? I'm glad that I'm here, spending some time with you on this Thursday, Fred. How you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. It is, of course, Thursday, July the 11th, 2013. So good to be spending some time here with you. The temperatures here in the last week or so has really increased, I guess, is a nice way of putting it. Thank God we bought this new hose. It's called the pocket hose. I don't know if you've seen it before, but it's just kind of, you know how hoses kind of cling up and they kind of get all kinked and turned and bent and so forth. We bought this hose that does not bend whatsoever. It doesn't get kinked or anything like that. We bought it, so we've been playing with it in the backyard for the last few days, so it's fun being a kid again. Amen. So I hope you are enjoying your summer. Hope you're enjoying your week and your day here thus far. And of course, today is Thursday, so it's our time for you and I to reconnect and touch base and talk about things that are of God. And I'll tell you what, tonight there is a wonderful Bible study that you're invited to, of course. Yeah, you probably already know what I'm talking about. It's the Merge Gospel Bible Study, which happens, of course, each and every other Thursday night. We're going to be connecting at the Judah Christian School on North Prospect in Champaign tonight from 6:30 to 8. I know we're quite a few weeks into it, but it's never too late to get involved with this Bible study. And all you got to do, just sign up and pay for the materials and you're good to go. So if you're listening to the morning edition of the program, you can still get registered for tonight's Bible study at 6:30. By giving us a call at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And of course, if you're listening to the re-airing broadcast in the evening, of course, Bible study has already started, but you get registered for the next go-around coming up on the 25th, 217-367-7777. Well, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you're invited to the Urbana Civic Center this Sunday for the Gospel Sing in Urbana, happening from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. So right after church, right after your lunch, just head on over to the Urbana Civic Center. Enjoy a free Gospel Sing. Hear some great artists sing and use their talents unto the Lord. And it's this Sunday at the Urbana Civic Center at 108 East Water Street in Urbana. Concessions are available and a free will offering will be taken as well. You can get more information on that and other events happening within our area by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'll tell you what. We're going to be doing something a little bit different today. Here we are. It's July. It's summertime. So why not celebrate Christmas in July? Of course, Christmas is a holiday that we need to be celebrating each and every day of our lives, just like Thanksgiving and Easter. Hey, as Christians, as children of God, we need to have that mentality, that Christmas, that Thanksgiving, and that Easter mentality each and every day of our lives. Amen. So today, I thought we would play some of our favorite Christmas music and have some Christmas devotions as well. So friend, let's get right to it. Celebrating Christmas in July on this edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Thank you.
That's right. You don't have to adjust your radio. You don't need to double check the calendar. That was a Christmas song. That's right. Celebrating Christmas in July here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, and playing your favorite Christmas songs and Christmas devotions as well. And in December of last year, during our Christmas program at church, saw the praise team and the choir get in front of the church. And the instruments began, and the singers launched out into a well-known song. And the song was, "Come, Now Is the Time to Worship." Now, although I expected a time-honored Christmas song, I smiled because at the appropriate choice of music. In Luke's account of Jesus' birth, I noticed that the first Christmas lacked our modern-day parties, gifts, and feasting, but it did include worship. After the angel announced Jesus' birth to some wide-eyed shepherds, a chorus of angels began praising God and sang, according to Luke chapter 2, "Glory to God in the highest." The shepherds responded by running to Bethlehem, where they found the newborn king lying in a barnyard bassinet. They returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all the things they have heard and seen. Coming face to face with the Son inspired the shepherds to worship the Father. Is there room for worship in your heart today? Heaven's choir came down to sing when heaven's King came down to save. celebrating Christmas in July right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And in his book, Christmas 1945, Matthew Litt tells about the first peacetime Christmas celebration in the U.S. after World War II. Now, the New York Daily News alerted readers to expect a fleet of warships in New York Harbor. They expected 4 battleships, 6 carriers, 7 cruisers, and 24 destroyers. But instead of waging war, the military ships hosted 1,000 needy children. And the children's measurements had been taken previously, so the perfect fitted navy blue coats and woolen caps would be gift-wrapped and awaiting them aboard the ships. These vessels of war had been transformed into carriers of compassion. See, friend, the prophet Isaiah predicted a future of Christ's reign of peace on this earth. It says that they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Isaiah chapter 2. Christmas time, friend, serves as a reminder that the Prince of Peace will ultimately bring a time of global calm and compassion. As we celebrate Christmas in July, the first coming of the Prince of Peace, and we wait for his second coming, we are reminded of our privilege to serve as his carriers of compassion. True peace comes from the Prince of Peace.
Let's give glory to Christ the King.
Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns.
Christmas in July. That's right. You don't have to adjust your radio dial or double check the calendar. Today, yes, is Thursday, July the 11th, 2013. My name is Joey Kroll, of course, celebrating Christmas in July. Of course, Christmas is one of those holidays we need to be celebrating every day, where God came to earth as a man to live and dwell and provide a way of salvation for his people. What a beautiful story. We need to be celebrating that every day. Amen. Just like Thanksgiving and just like Easter. It's not a holiday. It should be a way of life. Friend, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time here with you today as part of your Thursday, part of your week. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow will be the Friday edition. That's right. Looking forward to Friday. Friday edition of Mark and Friends, as Mark and Jason back in the studio as they will continue their study of the Book of Acts. That's coming up at 7:32 a.m. and again, 7:32 p.m. That's 8:32 p.m. for our great Indiana listeners. They already know that, by the way. So that's coming up tomorrow morning. I hope you can join us right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Thank you.